Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. The heart is the center of life's activities. What happens in our hearts is very important. And so the Bible encouraged us to guard our hearts. As a believer, what do you feed your heart with? Do you have control over your heart and what enters it? As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, guard your heart diligently. Our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
The heart is the most important part of a man, and the care we give to our heart determines the kind of life we live. Our Bible text today from Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Our heart is a very special place. In fact, it's the most important part of our body, it's our treasury. Today, the words of Solomon in Proverbs 4:23 is a call to us to guard our heart. God wants us to guard our heart. To guard is to watch over in order to protect or control. God wants us to guard our hearts for an important reason. We don't guard what is not valuable. The call to guard our heart tells us that our heart is valuable than any other part of our body. You only guard over something that is precious and not what is useless. So our heart is precious as there are activities going on in it that impact our decisions. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, out of our heart flows issues of life. That means the heart is the center of life's activity. It's a place we make life's decisions. Whatever you do within your heart will either make or break you. As a believer, what do you do within your heart today? It's obvious God does not want us to expose our hearts but rather secure it to prevent the devil and evils from having access to it. If you don't guard your heart, the devil will have access to it and take control of your life. As believers, we must guard our hearts and give only godly thoughts and the Word of God access to our hearts. Don't allow anything that can corrupt your heart in. Guard it against immoral thought. Our eyes and ears are passageways to our hearts. So what you see or hear will affect what you nurture in your heart. Make sure to fill your mind with positive and uplifting content that will help to build you up rather than tear you down. You must avoid evil movies, ungodly music, and other things that can generate evil thoughts in your heart. These can corrupt your heart. And when your heart gets corrupted, you are prone to sin, disobey God, and fall. As a believer, what do you do that corrupts your heart today? Your hearts should be guarded against outside influences, and only positive things should be allowed. We become ungodly if we allow ungodly things to enter our hearts. And we get virtuous as we allow heavenly things. Since both good and evil find their ways into our hearts, and are expressed in our words, we must guard it. What comes out of a man is what defiles him. In Mark 7 verse 20-22, Jesus says, what comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly. When you fill your heart with the right things, you will think good thoughts and say good things. As you know, the heart controls the tongue. The Bible further says in Luke chapter 6 verse 45, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. What do you say today that are wrong? You speak from what you have inside your heart. So what you think in your heart determines what you say. These impart your action and the life that you live. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. God is telling you today to guard your heart. The kind of life you live is a reflection of what enters your heart. This is a call to vigilance, and one of giving God the opportunity to search your heart, reveal and purge you of any evil that is there. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on how you have been guarding your heart. What have you been allowing into your mind? Who have you been spending your time with? How have you been caring for your heart spiritually? As you reflect, ask the Lord to reveal any areas where you might need to make changes in order to protect your heart. Seek His wisdom and guidance as you strive to guard your heart with all diligence. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of our hearts and for the impact they have on our lives. We ask that you would help us to guard our hearts with all diligence, being mindful of the things we allow into our minds and the company we keep. Today, give us wisdom and discernment as we seek to protect our hearts and to honor you in all our ways. Thank you for answering us, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. Our Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 21 and chapter 22. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 7. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.